It was a windy Tuesday for golf at Buffalo Dunes yesterday, and they actually had to be delayed a couple hours. They started at noon, but a good start to the year for them, and a lot to learn from. As we'll talk to a couple of the seniors here. We'll start off here with senior Coy Vanson. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, yesterday, a little bit of a breezy day, so to speak, there at Garden City and or outside of Garden City there at Buffalo Dunes. And just kind of a tough day overall. How'd you feel like you golfed with all the elements?
I golfed really bad, to be honest. It was definitely an experience that I don't think we've ever been in. I mean, we've golfed in wind, but not quite like that. And that course is pretty open, especially on the front nine, where you're really out in the wind. And there was three or four holes that were straight heading north right into that wind, and it was miserable.
Of course, it's got to do that, right?
Yeah, of course, on the first meet of the year.
Yeah, but I tell you what, it's good to happen earlier than later on in the year. And what were some of the things that you learned to play in maybe that strong a wind?
Definitely don't lose your mind about it. Yesterday, I kind of got myself in a bind early because I got pretty mad with myself. And golf is the most mental game that there is. And once you get mad at yourself, it only gets worse from there. And I did that yesterday.
You didn't go full Happy Gilmore, did you?
Not completely, but I almost did.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it can be a mentally challenging game at times there. But what do you feel like that you've done so far this year that has been good?
My putting. Last year I kind of struggled with it, but this year I've put a lot more time into focusing on every putt, not just going up there and just hitting it, and whatever it goes, but putting's been good.
All right, good deal. And your next meet coming up?
Goodland on Tuesday, I
okay.
believe.
All right, what are some things that you're going to do to try to get prepared for that? Because that'll be another good 18-hole course.
Try to stay ready for any weather, because that meet's always miserable as far as weather goes, and I think it's supposed to rain again on Tuesday, of course. And then,
of course.
But I think what I really need to work on is just staying focused and not getting mad at myself for one bad shot, because that can really ruin a whole round.
All right. Well, hopefully it works out well for you here this year, Coy, and get off to a good start there on Tuesday at Goodland. Thanks again, as always, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Coy Vanson, get another senior, and Tracer Chapman joining us here. And how you doing this evening?
No, I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And kind of a tough day for you as well yesterday?
Yeah. The wind was brutal. And it was really hard to play around, and we just couldn't ever get anything going.
Yeah, what, you know, kind of like with Coy, what made it so difficult, and maybe what did you learn from playing in the tough elements?
Well, I really wasn't thinking about playing to the elements. So when I got up to my first tee box with, you know, 40-mile-an-hour wind right into my face, I just used a club that should work on a nicer day, and it didn't go far at all. So just learning to kind of club up, obviously, in those situations, which was common sense. I should have known it, but that's all right. Learn from my mistakes, I guess.
Absolutely. So when you had the wind at your back, did you kind of swing pretty hard and let it go far?
Yeah, I really like to swing hard. It's probably my favorite thing to do, just swinging hard and let that thing sail. So the few opportunities we had with the wind at our back, swinging hard like that, letting it go a mile, was pretty fun.
Absolutely. Felt like you're Tiger Woods or something, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What are you looking to accomplish here this senior season?
Well, to start the year off, I had a pretty severe hooking problem, hooking the ball. So I'm looking to kind of settle that down. And after that, it's just trying to go as low as I can, help the team out. But got to start with that hook. Once I get rid of that, we should all be pretty set.
All right. Well, thanks again, as always, here. I know it's going to be a better day for you next time around. And thanks again for joining me. Good luck throughout the senior season here, Tracer.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Tracer Chapman joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here in Scott City. We're going to get Coach Brian Gentry up next here and get to talk some golf here. Yesterday, I know, Coach, being out in the elements myself as well, and we kind of have the same issues, kind of a bad hair day out there.
Right.
Yeah. But
I understand that.
Yeah, they had to move the tournament up to noon yesterday, I think just because of the probably the potential threat of snow and being pretty cold.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty miserable time out there for quite a while, and if they would have started it at 9, it would have been probably unbearable. So, plus, I think the course still had a little frost on it. So, yeah, it was much needed to move it back.
tough start to the year, but you know what? You had to look at overall how your team played, and there had to be some good things yesterday.
I don't say. I mean, these guys probably talk about it in terms of you know, it just kind of depends on what you're gauging it on. You know, we had two guys out there yesterday that had never played in a high school tournament at all, and did fine. You know, it's tough to gauge your first tournament, especially in those conditions. At a course, you know, like Buffalo Dunes, which is, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's nice. They're doing some things down there. They took out some water. They're adding some bunkers. It's a really good course. When you talk about how the greens are cut and how tight it is, and with the wind conditions, like the ball wouldn't stay on there. I mean, the wind was moving everything. So, you know, considering the fact that there was 15 team scores in there, we got fifth. And, you know, so South Gray beats us, Elkhart, you know, Lakin and Turpin, Oklahoma. Like, I'm not disappointed in that. You know, maybe the overall team score isn't what we want it to be, but we've never went down there and shot lights out on the first, you know, the first tournament. It's letting these guys kind of figure out, you know, what they need to do to make some in-round changes, which is big because, you know, like Coy kind of talked about, you know, it's tough, you know, in windy conditions to kind of keep your head straight and stay, you know, even keeled because, you know, one shot feels like, you know, and then it just piles up on you the second and the third. And when you have a stretch like Garden has where you're playing holes 4, 5, and 6, you know, dead into the wind, you just try to overswing so many times, and if you're in a rough stretch when you get to those three holes, it's not going to get any easier. So, you know, I liked how our guys, you know, fought the conditions and continued to play well and you know, try to give us a chance in there. But, you know, as long as they take something away from the first tournament that they know they need to work on and that they did today, you know, we're in a fine spot.
Yeah, you had some nice weather to practice in today, and we'll probably tomorrow as well.
Right. I mean, last week was a little rough as far as practice, you know, went. But, you know, four of our guys, you know, have been around the block a few times and kind of know what to expect when they get into tournaments. But it's still, you know, the first tournament's still a little bit different. I mean, the muscles tighten up a little bit on you. You're not swinging as freely. And I think one of them said we need to pile, you know, we need to stock up on range balls because when you're at the range, you always hit them straight. And so I don't know if that's the new philosophy we're going to take to the course, but
why not?
You know, these guys, you know, they're fun to be around, and despite the conditions yesterday, you know, they still battled, and that's just what it takes in golf. You know, you're not always going to put your, you know, best foot forward. You got to battle the competition. It's like every other sport. You're playing the competition. You're not playing against a score that you shot last year or, you know, whatever it is. So that's the good thing about golf. I mean, you just got to show up. Everybody's got to deal with those conditions, and you just got to, you know, keep on, you know, grinding away.
Is this your most veteran group you've had?
It's been a lot of years. Yeah. So I don't know. Last year was a couple of years ago. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
As far as just, you know, senior, juniors, you know, probably. You know, we still have a lot of work to do, and, you know, moving up to 4A, got to kind of, you know, check what, you know, Pratt and Bueller and all those schools are all about and see where we stand. But, you know, it'll be in Hugoton. Unfortunately, we've got out of the Hugoton tournament for like the last 5 years, so
yeah,
we haven't played there either.
All right. But it's a good old Western Kansas scenery, so that'll
right. You know,
work.
We
yeah.
think we have the advantage. We kind of know what the conditions are going to be like. And for one time, you know, and just kind of going back to basketball, we're not going to be the ones traveling, you know, the 3 and 4 hours. So that'll be nice.
It's about time.
They all just stay in Hugoton. I think there's one hotel or motel, so get after it.
There you go. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry talking to us here as they'll be headed to Goodland next Tuesday. And, Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and good luck to you guys coming up next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.